All right, so are you ready to dive into this? Tom Barnard's career.
Oh,
Wow.
yeah, what a story.
You sent over some articles, and I have to say, I was really fascinated by just like how much this guy has done. I
Yeah.
mean, we're talking radio legend, Marconi Award winner,
Hall of Famer.
Hall of Fame,
That's strong.
broadcasters, Hall of Fame, and then boom, fired.
It's crazy.
But this isn't like a sad story. This is about reinvention.
Right.
It's really about how he went from like this, radio star to podcasting powerhouse.
Yeah, and it's almost like a blueprint, you know?
And you know what? It actually like reveals a lot about how the whole media landscape is changing. So let's go way back.
Okay.
Barnard starts out in the 70s at Capitol Records. Now, I don't know about you, but I find it fascinating that he was promoting both Bob Seger and D. Duran Duran. Talk about range.
Well, it's not just range, though. You have to think about what he was learning back then.
Oh, yeah.
This wasn't just like pushing records. This was understanding how the industry works from the inside. It's like building relationships with artists, figuring out what people want to hear,
Yeah.
and even like navigating, that world. I mean, promotion is tough,
Yeah.
but these are all skills that translate to any platform.
That's a really good point. It's like he had this foundation in understanding how to connect with people through audio before podcasts even existed.
Exactly. And it wasn't just music. In the 80s, he's doing voiceover work for like Gatorade and Nike, like Be Like Mike,
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So Barnard's voice was everywhere. He was like part of the culture
I
already.
bet our listener is hearing those ads in their head right now. But okay, let's get to the radio part.
Okay.
He lands in Minnesota and becomes this legend, awards, everything. But what made his style so different? What made him stand out?
Well, he broke the mold
Yeah.
because back then, radio was very formal, these announcers with perfect voices.
Yeah.
Barnard was like the opposite. He was, I don't know, relatable, funny, just himself. It was like talking to a friend,
Yeah.
not some, radio guy.
That's what set him apart. It was this genuine thing, this conversational style. You felt like you were part of something. But then, this huge shift. He's fired. It's like a classic story of old media clashing with the new digital world, right?
It's part of a trend for sure. I mean, radio listenership is down. Podcasts are, well, they're everywhere. And sometimes, stations have to make tough choices. But what's interesting is how Barnard reacted. He didn't just disappear.
He reinvented himself.
Yeah.
He went all in on podcasting, launching two shows. First, the Tom Barnard Show. It's like that signature Barnard style, but amplified.
Yeah.
Imagine a dinner table conversation, but with really interesting guests.
Yeah, it's that same authenticity, but in a format that's perfect for him. Podcasts let you go deeper into things, more
Yeah.
personal stories, and there's a connection with listeners that radio just can't match.
And then there's the family,
Yeah.
which is even more personal. He's got his wife, his kids. It's raw, it's hilarious,
Yeah.
this glimpse into their lives.
Now, that's something you wouldn't find on the radio. It's reality TV, but smart. And it shows that people want content that's real, unscripted. You can relate to it. People want to connect with real people. Barnard gets that. It's really smart how he transitioned to podcasting. He took what worked on radio, the humor, the realness, the talking like a friend, and made it work in this new way.
Like he knew that even though the technology was changing, people still want that connection.
Exactly. And this wasn't just luck. He made smart choices. Like, he was one of the first to really use social media to do live events.
So he's already building a community even before the podcast launched.
Yeah, exactly. And that's another big difference between radio and podcasting. Radio is one way, right? You're just listening.
But podcasts, you can talk back.
Exactly. You can comment, give ideas for shows, even have live Q&As. It's like being part of something.
It's that shared experience you can't get from just turning on the radio.
Right. And Barnard, he gets that. He doesn't just talk at you, he talks with you.
Like that conversation we talked about. He's bringing you into his world, whether it's a guest or, the craziness of the family.
Speaking of the family, I think that podcast deserves a closer look. It's not just funny, it shows how podcasting can do new things with storytelling.
It's raw, unfiltered. You see a real family, the good and the bad. It's like you're part of it.
And that's powerful stuff. You don't get that emotional connection with most media.
You know, it's interesting to think about how his early career might have led to the family. Remember, he started out with rock bands, which are known for, let's say, interesting personalities and families.
Yeah. So he probably learned how to deal with, shall we say, complicated relationships and find the humor in it.
And maybe that's why he's so okay with letting everyone see his family, the messiness of life.
It's possible, and it shows he's not afraid to be vulnerable, to drop the act that a lot of media people have.
It's like he's saying, this is me, this is my family, take it or leave it.
And people love it. It's honest, it's relatable, it reminds us that everyone, even famous people, have ups and downs.
It makes it human. And I think that's why Barnard's successful on radio or podcasting.
He gets that connection's about more than entertainment. It's sharing, being open, being yourself.
And that brings us back to the big picture. It's not just his career, it's how we all listen and connect in this digital world.
He's a trailblazer, showing that even old media people can make it in podcasts.
And more importantly, he shows that being real, that connection, those are timeless no matter what the platform is.
Absolutely. Something we can all learn from, whether we're making stuff, listening, or just trying to live in this tech-driven world.
It makes you wonder what's next for audio.
Well, Barnard's career is like a history of audio. Records, radio, podcasts, he's done it all.
And now that he's killing it in podcasting, the question is, are podcasts the new radio?
That's the big one, isn't it? But Barnard gives us some hints. He shows that people want realness, that connection, content that speaks to them.
And podcasts do that so well. You can have niche topics, different voices, that closeness you don't get with radio.
Exactly. It's not just broadcasting anymore. It's building communities, having conversations, offering something different.
And that's what's fascinating about Barnard. He didn't just adapt. He helped create this.
Mm-hmm.
By pushing what radio could do, he kind of set the stage for what podcasts are great at.
Like he accidentally planted the seeds and then was ready when podcasts took off.
And he did it all while staying true to himself.
Yeah.
He's not trying to be someone else. He's just Tom Barnard. That's what people like.
Yeah. Being real, that's powerful. It cuts through all the noise, lets people connect.
So for anyone making stuff or building a brand, that's the lesson. Be yourself. Be genuine. Let your personality show.
That's Tom Barnard to a T, and why his story is so inspiring.
So, as we wrap up our deep dive into Tom Barnard, here's a thought. If you want to know how to navigate this crazy media world, his career is a masterclass.
He shows that you can change, reinvent, find new audiences, but stay who you are.
And who knows what he'll do next? Maybe he'll invent the next big audio thing.
He's definitely got the talent and the drive.
It's exciting to think about. So, to our listeners, check out his podcasts if you haven't already. You might find your new favorite show. And you'll definitely learn something about the world of audio.
And maybe Barnard's story will inspire you. Embrace change, explore new things, and never give up on what you love.
Great way to end this. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Tom Barnard. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep listening for those amazing audio experiences out there.